In this bulletin, Victoria records 10 new coronavirus cases and 7 deaths. The global COVID-19 death toll passes 1 million. And in sport, Rafael Nadal through to the second round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded 10 new coronavirus cases and another 7 fatalities, taking the state death toll to 794. Testing results have jumped by about 8,000 since yesterday's figures, but authorities are urging even more Victorians to come forward. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is well positioned to take further steps out of lockdown in mid-October based on the falling numbers. He's also talked up the health department's recent contact tracing efforts.
When you're not overwhelmed by literally thousands of cases, then this contact tracing team, like any contact tracing team across the world, are in a position to respond even more quickly, and that's exactly what they're doing.
The international death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has now surpassed 1 million. The United States has recorded 205,000 of those deaths. Australia's national figure is 882, while 33 million cases have been confirmed. The World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan has warned the actual number of fatalities could be even higher.
When you count anything, you never count it perfectly. But I can assure you that the current numbers are likely an underestimate of the true toll of COVID rather than anything else.
New South Wales has detected 2 new COVID-19 cases, taking the state's case total to about 4,000. The 2 diagnoses are returned travellers in hotel quarantine, meaning there's been no locally acquired cases for a 4th day in a row. Cardinal George Pell is returning to Rome 6 months after the High Court quashed his historic child sex convictions. The 79-year-old former Vatican treasurer spent time in detention before the High Court overturned his conviction back in April. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is calling for Armenia to restore peace over the Nagorno-Karabakh region as he stands by Azerbaijan in the latest conflict. The fighting has reportedly left dozens of servicemen dead and hundreds injured after a second day of clashes, but the lengthy dispute has been running for decades. The United Nations spokesman for the Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric, says the level of hostility is concerning, but the UN is speaking to both leaders.
He condemned the use of force and regretted the loss of life and the toll on the civilian population. The Secretary General strongly called on all sides to immediately stop fighting, de-escalate tension, and return to meaningful negotiations without preconditions or delay.
U.S. President Donald Trump has again hit back at a report into his federal income tax payments, stating he's paid millions in taxes. A New York Times report suggests that Mr. Trump only paid $750 in federal income taxes in both 2016 and 2017, plus no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years. The US president said on Twitter that he's paid millions, but he's entitled to depreciation and to tax credits. But he's refused to release his tax returns, unlike other presidents and candidates. New York resident Faith Arner says even if President Trump has acted legally, it's not in the spirit of the law.
He's not supporting the United States. We all pay our taxes. We don't intentionally run off our losses and offset our second residences and say they're investment opportunities. It's a great job. The Times is done.
In tennis, Rafael Nadal has defeated Igor Gerasimov in straight sets as he campaigns for another French Open title. The Spaniard is hoping to equal rival Roger Federer's record of 20 men's singles Grand Slam titles after he eased into the second round. Nadal says although the Open conditions are less than ideal, he's grateful tournament organisers are going ahead with Grand Slam events this year.
Conditions here probably are the most difficult conditions for me ever in Roland Garros for so many different facts. Ball, completely different. Ball is super slow, heavy, very cold. slow conditions. Of course, the preparation have been less than usual. But you know what? I am here to fight.
Australians James Duckworth and John Millman have both exited the tournament. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing, 21. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, similar conditions, 19 degrees. Sydney, also cloudy and 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, also cloudy, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.